About 50 people gathered last evening outside the mansion of Milwaukee County Executive Chris Abele, and they chanted, The protesters organized by Wisconsin Jobs Now are trying to discourage the county executive from vetoing a living wage ordinance that would make the county and county contractors pay workers at least $11.33 an hour. Earlier in the day, a UW-Milwaukee poll showed 77% of state residents support some hike in the minimum wage and 57% back raising the number to $10.10 an hour. Jennifer Epps Addison of Wisconsin Jobs Now says living wage or minimum wage, there's wide support for an increase.
From the president to the Pope, we've heard from our leaders that economic inequality is the defining issue of our time. And so we certainly support all policies that are going to raise up working families and ensure they have enough to survive and live independently.
But the new poll on the minimum wage does not sway Governor Scott Walker.
You can mandate whatever you want, but if people aren't creating jobs, it doesn't do much good for anybody out there. My focus isn't on mandating what the amount of the wage is. My goal is to help employers create jobs at a much higher volume, and that the types of jobs we're focusing in on have been for the last 3 years are jobs that far and exceed, in many cases, are twice or more than what they're proposing for a minimum wage.
Advocates for hiking the minimum wage say they're disappointed in the governor's position. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.